got no hope. I know blade wrong. Ain't got no home. I know face wrong.
Well, it's perfectly simple. You just take the knob and turn it clockwise. What are we supposed to do? Spend the rest of our lives in a house without windows? Now here is the living room.
And welcome to the Reach Radio Show. This is the place where the coolest real estate professionals gather for the best real estate news, money-saving tips, along with the latest home buying facts and community event information. Our mission at Reach is placing families in a home, not just a house. Well, good afternoon. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, along with Steve Cody and our show producer, Rick Snyder. Reach counselors say today's real estate market has recovered to a place that's perfect for you. So if you're looking to become a homeowner, now is the time to call the good folks at Reach and let them know you're looking for a place to call home. They have the latest information about how you may benefit from their newly acquired inventory of South Florida properties. The toll-free number for Reach, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. Or you may check out the website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number for housing.org. Well, coming up on today's show, Amanda Kleinrock is here from the Legal Aid Society. She's working extra hard protecting the rights of all of us, and she has a story that doesn't discriminate against anyone. You want to stay tuned for that. Our mystery guest checks in with a completely different take on the giving of gifts for the holiday season. Mystery guest is coming up. Then Steve Cody checks in at the bottom of the hour with the latest real estate news and a special story about Darth Vader and a bottle of blue cheese salad dressing. Stay tuned for that. After the news, Hammer the Scammer segment, Rick Snyder is up with some Social Security scams. I think a little online bandits is what they would be called, and some bogus loan default scams. Stay tuned for that. And in our house segment, Carlton Thompson, our resident pest control freak, is here with a message for nosophobiacs. In 35 minutes, we'll be returning to our house. And then we have a special tribute to one of the best rock and roll bass players in the music industry. He was a South Florida legend, and we found a recording of his that was cut more than 30 years ago today, and we didn't have to teach the band to play. But right now, let's take a look at South Florida's latest real estate headlines, brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counseling agency. And here with the headlines is Reach Radio's consistently random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator, Steve Cody.
Why, thank you, sir. Home equity has roughly doubled to $12.1 trillion since home prices bottomed out 4 years ago. This is from a report from the Federal Reserve. So why aren't more people buying houses? We've got some opinions on that. Palm Beach County home sales slowed a bit, actually to their lowest level since last February, but prices held steady. The Real Estate Association of the Palm Beaches released a statement Monday saying that. Condo owners seeking a new or renewed coverage from Citizens Property Insurance will be required to wait for other offers from private insurers beginning on December 14th. They're trying to trim down the size of Citizens Property Insurance. Some Florida condo owners are steaming after the Homeowners Association asked them to submit their dog's DNA in order to find owners who don't pick up after their pets. Some of them are steaming. Steaming pile. Also,
that's a crappy story.
South Florida's beating most of the country when it comes to home price increases, according to a new study. Prices in Palm Beach, Broward, and Miami-Dade are up about 7.7%. Plus, we have the obligatory goofy stories coming up. We have one about a naked lady stopping traffic. And, of course, the Lord of the Dark Side is foiled by a jar of salad dressing.
I can't wait.
That story coming from the Death Star at the bottom of the hour.
Okay. Well, when we return, our good friend Amanda Kleinrock is here with a message for discriminators. She wants to know if you feel lucky. Well, do you? Discriminators, beware. Amanda's watching you. She's like a regiment of ninja fighters.
Ain't got no home. I know blade wrong. Ain't got no home. I know face wrong. I'm a lonely boy.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, I know place to roam. Ain't got no home, I know place to roam.
Welcome back to the Reach Radio Show. I'm still Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, letting you in on a Reach Radio special. Are you fed up with paying rent? Are you considering home ownership? If that's your passion, then you need to know about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshops. This is the workshop that sets you up with government financing, down payment assistance, and many other home financing options. When you complete the six-hour course, you will be officially HUD qualified and qualified to receive all the government benefits that they have to offer. The next first-time homebuyer workshop is January the 11th in our Miami Kendall location and January the 24th in our Palm Beach Gardens facility. During this holiday season, there's still a good way for you to qualify. If you don't want to wait for the courses, you can go online. That's www.reachforhousing.org and take a look for the Programs tab on the menu bar. And from the drop-down menu, you will see a first-time home buyer button. Just click on that and follow the instructions from there on. There is a $125 fee for the online course, or if you want to wait for January, it's a $49 fee for the in studio, I guess, or in the building cost there. And they'll give you food and beverages and everything else at the Reach offices up there in Palm Beach Gardens. For additional information about Reach's first-time home buyer workshop, call the good folks at Reach right now. 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224. The first-time homebuyer workshop is mandatory if you want to qualify for government assistance. And we all know what a first-time homebuyer is. Someone who hasn't owned a home in the last three consecutive years.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
All right, joining us in studio right now is Amanda Kleinrock. She's not just an attorney. She's the number one attorney with the Legal Aid Society of Palm Beach County. She works in the Fair Housing Project Division, where she provides assistance and representation to Palm Beach County residents who believe they have been victims of discrimination. Amanda, welcome to the Reach Radio Show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Wow, it's always good to have you on. It's, you know, always good to be the smartest person in the room, right?
I can't say that, but I appreciate the compliment.
No, I think you are. I've seen your work, and I know what you do.
Oh, thanks.
And you are a fighter for truth, justice, and the American way. Aww. And I don't mean that as a pun. I mean, you really, really do work hard at it.
Thank you. We all try over at the Fair Housing Project.
Well, what drives you? I mean, do you have some personal stories? Or?
You know, my mother always worked for a nonprofit. She was a teacher with a blind, teaching independent living skills. So I always knew going to the law that I wanted to give back and do something for people who otherwise couldn't afford representation, the ones who need it the most.
Right. Well, that just means you have a big heart.
Oh, thanks.
And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, I remember the first time you were on the show. It was 2.5 years ago, you know.
Yeah,
and that's right. And I said to you when you came on, I was just reading through it, and I thought, man, I can't believe I said that. I just wanted to tell you that you have the right to remain silent. That anything you say may assist our listeners. It's okay with us, you know.
That sounds right.
Yeah, that's great. Well, you were born right here in Broward County, weren't you?
Yeah, Broward County, and in Sunrise, mm-hmm. and then was in Nova High School, the public school there for from kindergarten on until graduation. education, and stayed in Florida for University of Florida for college, and then just left for law school for a few years. Yeah. So,
and you did all that before your 14th birthday.
Yeah, like Doogie Howser.
Doogie attorney. All right, so what constitutes discrimination in South Florida today? I mean, what do we look out for if we're looking to, I guess, renting? That's where it comes the most, right?
Yeah, it can be, or in trying to get approval for a home. Mm-hmm. Homeowners associations and condo associations can be notorious. So really, it can boil down to any kind of different treatment or preferential treatment, excuse me, on the basis of what we call a protected class. And then there are the seven federally protected ones: race, color, religion, national origin, sex, disability, and familial status. In Palm Beach County, we have four extra. We have age, marital status, sexual orientation, and gender identity and expression.
Wow. So is that just Palm Beach County?
That's just Palm Beach. So different counties might have different ones. You know, they might have source of income or political affiliation, but that's what we have.
Wow. That would be kind of discriminating.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, definitely.
Holy mackerel. What's the most common case that you get?
I would see probably the associations, approvals, you know, that might be contingent on something, and they're treating one class, one protected class, better than another.
Right.
We also see a lot of things with renters, too, and failure to make repairs. A lot of disability discrimination. That's the most common complaint I see. They kind of know they can take advantage of that population because it's harder for them to move.
Oh, harder for them to complain.
Yeah, exactly. They know they're not really in the best position to fight for it.
Well, sometimes that doesn't always work out. Their way, does it? You know, we say this before. Vince Larkin, he's another one. He's been on the show many times. And we say it all the time. What's wrong with people? Come on, this is the 21st century. I mean, you're going to get caught.
Uh-huh.
It's just not even, it's stupid to even try.
Yeah, well, I think no one even knows that they're doing wrong. They might think that what they're doing is fair or it's easier for them, and they're not really putting themselves in someone else's situation and thinking how it affects them until they become disabled themselves or disadvantaged.
Right, yeah, I know what it's like to try and get that wheelchair up the stairs.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
It's tough.
Yeah.
Oh, Lordy. All right, let's just give out your number. So we'll do it a couple times here before we get done. Legal Aid Society of Palm Beach, if you need some help or you feel that you've been discriminated against, please call Amanda, 561-822-9720.
Correct.
Is there an extension number for you? Or?
That's my direct line. You can also call my paralegal. He's at 655-8944, extension 270.
Say that again.
That's 561-655-8944. It's our main number. And if you want to reach my paralegal, Rick, he's at extension 270. I'll give him some warning that he might be calling him on Monday.
Absolutely. Well, if you feel that you've been discriminated against.
Or you have a question, if you're not sure, give us a call.
You could also check out their website at www.legalaidpbc.org. Mm-hmm. PBC standing for Palm Beach County, of course. Yep. So www.legalaidpbc.org. You can check that out or give Amanda a call. 561-822-9720. All right. Now, we have talked before about this, and you say there are some exceptions to the rule, and that would be the senior communities, right? 55 and plus. They can actually say, you're not 55, you can't live here.
Right. Yeah, that is the exception to familial status and age as a protected class. In Florida, we know of Kings Point and Century Village. They can limit their housing to older persons, but they do have very specific criteria. So you're not going to wake up in a community one day and you get a notice on your door, we're now 55 and older, move out.
Yeah.
They have to transition. And they have to have a floor of 55 and older. We've seen some communities that say senior citizen community 40 and better. And 40 is not the cutoff. You can go over 55. You can't go under it.
So. Ah, okay, so 40 no good, right?
No.
That doesn't make sense anyway, but 40's not better, I can tell you from experience. 55 is when you come alive. Oh, my goodness. So what rights, now that's, when you say homeowner associations, that's not just condominiums and apartments. Some housing developments have a homeowners association.
Yeah.
And so
mobile
if you're
home
looking
parks, everything.
At mobile, that's right, mobile home parks is another one. So what's the first thing we should do if somebody gives us an evil-looking eye and says, you know, you don't look like you qualify? They wouldn't say that, would they? They'd come up with some other
bogus. They usually will come up with some kind of justification. And if it doesn't ring true to you, like we had a client who was told her credit score wasn't high enough, and it was. And she replied back to them, and they didn't care. They kept saying, your credit score is not high enough. And she was showing them on paper. So if something just doesn't seem right to you in that regard, or you don't think other people are being held to this standard, then you can come and ask us about it. We do a testing program as well, so sometimes we can figure out if people are being treated differently on the basis of their race or their marital status or their sex by doing testing.
Yeah, don't fool around, folks. If you think you've been discriminated against, give a man a call. They'll figure it out. And I know there's some things. What did I see one time? They were looking for the report cards of children. And if they didn't have a good grade, you couldn't get in.
Right. And curfews they'd put in, they would say you can't be outside without a parent after sunset. You know, so if a child needed to go to an after-school activity or a teenager wants to play basketball with a friend, the community was saying, no, you have to be indoors. They'll take action against families in those kind of ways with these rule restrictions.
I know, that's kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. Like you say, why even bother? You know, just flip the coin and let it go where it goes. But don't sit back and take it, folks. If you feel you've been discriminated against, just pick up the phone, give Amanda a call. I'll give you that number one more time, 561-822-9720. Or you can check out the website at www.legalaidpbc.org. And that PBC, of course, is for Palm Beach County. So we'll keep you in mind. All right, after the break. Wouldn't it be great to give your home a gift for Christmas?
What?
I mean, we give each other gifts for Christmas. Why wouldn't we want to give our home a gift? Well, stay tuned. Our mystery guest has a few suggestions. Don't go back. We'll be right away.
Ain't got no home. I know lady wrong. Ain't got no home. I know face wrong. I'm a lonely boy.
Making home affordable. MHA can help you. Do you know your options? REACH is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact REACH, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email REACH at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4 housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4 housing.org. Call REACH at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know lady wrong. Ain't got no home. I know face wrong.
Welcome back to the Lunch Break Radio Show. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heavy, along with Steve Cody and Rick Snyder. And our next guest is no stranger to the Reach Radio Show. And just so happens, she's not here. That's our mystery guest. But we do have a great topic. And our topic is, what would you buy your house for Christmas? I mean, we always buy gifts for other people, but why not your house? And if we do buy something for our house, do we want to get something that we need or something that we want? Because you can't always get what you want. No, that was an old Rolling Stones song. Yes. No, that doesn't work. But Christmas gifts for the house. So if you're going to buy something for the house, is you're buy something you need. You kill two birds with one stone. Right?
Right.
So, Rick, what are you going to buy for your house?
Just did.
Solid. You did?
Yes. 32-inch HD TV for the bedroom.
Ooh.
Ooh. And a great price.
Ooh.
Black Friday purchase.
Oh, yeah? Where'd you get that?
Best Buy.
Really?
Yep.
You said Best Buy over the air.
I did. Okay. I did. That's all right. They're paying. Let me tell you something.
Oh, they gave you the TV for mentioning it on there?
Here's what happened, and a very quick story.
Okay.
The tag on the counter where the display was said 169. Turned around, there was a stack of TVs, Smart TV, the brand Smart TV, not a Smart TV.
Okay.
And the stack of Smart TVs that were on display were 179. Mm. Uh-oh, same model number, everything. Got a manager. She looked, she said,
uh-oh.
You're right,
yep.
169.
Ouch.
always see a manager on a price discrepancy.
Did that Smart TV come with a diploma?
No, that was the brand name.
Oh,
Smart.
Okay. All right.
It was not a Smart TV.
What are you buying for your house?
Oh, you know, I get so tempted with the decoration. So I usually just will put out the flowers and seasonal candles. And since we're not in a place where we have fireplaces and we can't kind of give it that fall or winter smell, I'll try to make up for that with nice scented candles and flowers.
Now, if you were listening to the show last week, you would have heard, was it you, Rick, that said don't get up on the house? Or maybe that was Chris.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, don't get on the house and hang your Christmas lights up on the roof, because unlike the Temptations, up on the roof, you will fall. And
the drifters.
That's the Drifters. That's right. Rick, keep me on
track.
Yeah,
you got it.
Steve, you're up. What are you getting for your house?
Well, I'm a condo dweller now, but when I had a house a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. we would go all out. 1,000 lights, flashing, blinking, mm-hmm. music, all of this stuff. We'd go whole hog. Our daughter comes down to visit us, and she walks in and she goes, "Dad, Christmas threw up all over your house."
It's the reindeer's fault.
But on the practical side, if you want to do something to really improve your house, the best places to put your money are in the kitchen mm-hmm. and the bath.
Yes.
Right.
Those get the most return. Oddly enough, the lowest return, a pool.
Oh. Well, yeah.
Yes.
That's kind of rough to, what do you do with all the extra water?
I would
like to return this pool. Okay, can you take the water out? Wow.
And what are you getting for your house, Al?
I don't think I'm getting anything for my house.
Oh, come on.
Oh, I know what I'm getting. A maid.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, my wife would like that, right?
Yes.
Bad part is she's the maid.
Oh,
no, I didn't say that.
No.
Yeah, well. Hey, you know what, though? It is the season, and we have surely gotten away with saying the word Christmas about 100 times. So just to let you know, we're not so politically correct around the Reach Radio Christmas
I don't know
tree.
Anybody that is.
Yeah,
I think that's invented.
Yeah, it's Christmas. That's all there is to
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
The reason for the season is just
coughing and sneezing.
Coughing and sneezing is the reason for the season. That's exactly right. Well, I'll tell you what. We were doing the research on this segment, and we found out that the best thing to do when you're buying a gift for your house is buy something that you don't need, because then it's not a gift. It's a repair job. So if you're going to get something for the house, make sure that it's something that you like, something that you want. Now, in other words, what I'm trying to say is don't cheap yourself out and say, well, you know, I really need to replace the deck, so I'm going to make that my Christmas present for the house.
Also, make sure it's something your house wants, because there's nothing that's a bigger pain in the behind than standing in line at Home Depot between all these houses that are trying to return their crap.
That's right.
We
got hung up by a front door once.
We did get something else then.
What did you
get? Exactly what
you're
talking
about.
We got a new cat. We went and adopted a cat from the Peggy Adams Adoption Center.
Adopt-o-cat?
Yes, yes. And he's a great boy. Aww. Terrific. Rocky the cat. And
well,
what a good boy.
That's right. I never thought you could get an animal for your house.
And you're giving the animal a great gift also.
A house.
A house
and
the gift of family and life.
Yeah.
What better Christmas gift, huh?
They do a great job over at Peggy Adams.
They were amazing.
They're,
not only do you
awesome.
Do you get the pet, but you've got to fill out a contract. I'm going to take care of this animal. We know the whole history. It was really very, very interesting.
Yep.
And a big crowd yesterday as well.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it was really
wonderful. I can
wonderful.
Get you out of that contract. I know an attorney.
That's right.
Let me tell you something. I broke a mirror once, and I was looking at 7 years bad luck. Amanda got me off with 2 years and 1 year of probation. I mean, that's
Time
not
served.
Bad. That's not bad. All right, we're about to launch the second half of the Reach Radio show. Thank goodness for that. Directly after the news, Hammer the Scammer Rick Snyder is here with the latest on Social Security scams. Online bandits looking for your retirement benefits. Get your hammers ready. Then Carlton Thompson, our resident pest control freak, is in the house today with a message for nostophobiacs. If you're afraid of going home, then join us in our house just a few moments away. And then Reach Radio's tribute to a legend, one of our own, passed away this year, and we would like to entertain you with a musical salute to him coming up at the close. But right now, live from the Electronic Palace, it's Reach Radio's real estate news at the bottom of the hour with a guy who was once the senator from the great state of amnesia. It's Reach Radio's effervescent news guy, Steve.
Wait, I was?
I forgot that.
I did that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm impressed. Anyway, here's the news. Home equity has roughly doubled to $12.1 trillion since home prices bottomed out about 4 years ago. This is according to a report just released from the Federal Reserve. However, that newfound wealth has had little effect on consumer behavior or on the broader economic recovery. The traditional ways that Americans tap into equity, like home equity loans and lines of credit and cash out refis, are up compared to 2014, but they remain somewhat depressed historically. There are four main reasons why today's homeowners are not feeling flush again. First, since rising home prices over the last several years have largely made up ground during the Great Recession, many homeowners don't even know that they have equity in their home. Second, there's the bust that still looms large in the psychological perspective, with home equity being seen more fleeting than it was in the past. There used to be a time when they said you can't go wrong with real estate. A lot of people went wrong. Then, third, mortgage lenders are simply not giving out access as much as they did. Other kinds of loans are also now cheaper, which has removed one of the biggest incentives to tap home equity, but qualifying is not as easy as many feel it should be. Palm Beach County home sales slowed to their lowest level since February, and prices held steady, according to the Realtors Association of the Palm Beaches. Realtors say 1,481 homes changed hands in October. That's down 0.4% from a year ago. The median price, $285,000. That's up 3.5% from a year ago, but unchanged from the previous month. Palm Beach County's condo and a townhome market fared a little better. Realtors recorded 1,209 sales last month, up 11.5%. Condo owners seeking new or renewed coverage from Citizens Property Insurance Corporation will be required to wait for offers from other private insurers beginning on December 14th. That's because the condo units will be shopped along with single-family homes in the state-run company, the City Property Insurance Clearinghouse, which introduced in 2014, they were going to reduce Citizens' exposure. The program is intended to divert as much business as possible away from Citizens and into private insurance, reducing the size of the, quote, insurer of last resort. New applicants are not allowed to buy a Citizens policy if a private company offers something comparable or for less or for no more than 15% more than Citizens would have charged. Exiting policyholders won't be allowed to renew with Citizens if the cost of a comparable private offer is less or equal to Citizens' renewal. Some South Florida condo owners are steaming after their homeowners association asked them to submit their dog's DNA in order to find owners who don't pick up after their pets. Some residents in the Harbor Landing condominium said that they feel it's an invasion of their privacy. A letter sent last week asked residents to register their dogs and cats with the association through a DNA test. They cited a significant increase in the amount of animal feces found throughout the property, including inside the elevators. Yuck. The DNA sample will then be sent off to a lab for testing and recording. This will then allow the association to track down the owner of the pet and stop the problem. Here's the problem. Pet owners would have to pay for the DNA test, for the registration, and for the potential cleanup fees. Condo officials say it's voluntary, but some residents fear they'll be evicted or asked to leave. If you feel like you're being discriminated against, we know somebody you can call. South Florida's beating most of the country when it comes to home price increases. Prices in Palm Beach, Broward, and Miami-Dade increased 7.7% from a year ago. This according to the Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller Home Price Index. Five other metros on the 20-city index had higher increases than South Florida. They were San Francisco, Denver, Portland, and Dallas-Fort Worth. Analysts say the index is one of the best measures of home prices because it tracks the price of the same house over time. Local realty boards released countywide median prices for homes and condos that were sold in a month. But the Case-Shiller Index lags the realtor data by months, and it doesn't really include condo prices. Mm-hmm. When deputies responded to a call about a woman obstructing traffic while walking in the area of Empire Church Road and Bay Lake Road, responding officers said they found a very intoxicated Tiffany Peters walking around with no pants on. Ooh. Deputies said they jailed the blotto woman. Jail records show that she's been arrested 9 times on charges of petty theft, battery, drug possession, resisting an officer with violence, and disorderly intoxication. There's a traffic stopper. Wow. The Jacksonville Police Department says they've arrested a man who tried to rob a Jacksonville Beach convenience store wearing a Darth Vader costume. The clerk refused to turn over any cash and got into a physical altercation with the costume man. At one point, he picked up a jar of blue cheese salad dressing, threw it at him, and smacked him square in the face. Then, the guy left the building. It was unclear if the suspect got away with anything from the store, but according to the report, a witness said he saw a man enter a silver-colored car, take off his mask, and reveal a bloody nose. So apparently the force is strong in blue cheese dressing. That, my friends, is the news.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
Okay, just as the prognosticators predicted, it's time to hammer the scammer because they're out there. We must be aware. This week's report is brought to you by reachforhousing.org, your HUD-approved HUD Housing Counseling Agency. They say reach for the dream in 2015 simply because you can. Our show producer, Rick Snyder, is here with some Social Security scams. What do you got, Rick?
Well, I got a letter in the mail from the Social Security people.
Uh-huh.
Open those things up. They're really important when you get a letter in the mail. Mm-hmm. And it said, thank you for opening a Social Security account on November 15th. Apparently, you can open an account and see all your records.
And well, did you do that?
No.
No.
I thought, what? There's a phone number to call. Now, because of this scammer segment on the show, I'm thinking, boy, this is weird that this would happen now. But
They're listening.
I called the number. I hope so. I called the number, and you go through the menu and the whole thing. And I left my message, and they said, you can hang on. Your call will be answered in 20 minutes. I don't want to hang on. Then it said, we'll call you back if you can hold on. Leave a number, which I did. 55 minutes later, I got a call from Social Security. Ooh.
Outstanding.
Now, they ask you all the questions, right. Social, address, date of birth. You're giving away your identity.
Right.
But it's Social Security. You got a letter. You call the phone number. I had 100% confidence in this. I gave them the information. The operator said, we're going to check this right now. I hung on for a few minutes. She came back. She said, did you open an account with us on the 15th? I said, I did not. She said, we're blocking the account now.
There you go.
And she said, call the Federal Trade Commission. Here's the number. You can report this. We'll keep our eye on it. Uh-oh. I do not have the number for the Federal Trade Commission, but I'll get it for you.
Let me just check.
No, you don't have it either.
I'll bet you can find all of that at ssa.gov.
No doubt about it. It said you can go to the Social Security website, mm-hmm. but I realized I had confidence in it because, and we say this every week, the government will not send you an email and will not call you. It always comes in the mail delivered by the Postal Service. So that's the Social Security.
In an envelope that says official use only.
Right. Watch your mail for that. Now, we have a bogus loan default agency threatening jail if you don't pay. Well, if you borrowed money for any purpose, there's hardly anything scarier than receiving an arrest warrant claiming you defaulted on the loan. That's a kind of fear that crooks often count on trying to convince victims that by clicking a link or an attachment to that email, you'll install malware on your PC. Scammers kick this trick up a notch by claiming their communication is from a government department called the Bureau of Defaulters. Watch out. Doesn't exist, folks.
I like it.
It's not there. They send emails to victims warning not only are they behind with payments on a loan, which they usually don't specify, that they also failed to respond to previous attempts to contact them. Now, hence the phony arrest warrant attached to the message, plus a further warning that the victim's Social Security number is being held. Watch out, whatever that means. Since most of us have some type of loan, mortgages, car loans, credit card balances, it's pretty scary to get that with an arrest warrant attached. Just to add to the pressure, the email warns the victims they have 24 hours to respond or else. If you download the supposed arrest warrant, you will be invaded by malware. So don't respond to an email like that. If you're going to get something that you're in default of a loan, it'll come by mail from a legitimate creditor. It just goes on and on, Alan. We have another one here.
Well, lay it on me.
Well, I got it. Veterans once again being scammed.
Man.
This is another loan-related practice that targets veterans. The Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, a legitimate agency, has sent out enforcement notices to companies that seem to be spamming veterans with mortgage offers. The CFPB reports that a company sent out ads to veterans and other eligible borrowers bearing the logo of the VA. Department of Veterans Affairs, thereby misleading these recipients into thinking the offer was endorsed by the VA. The ads apparently also misrepresented the terms and cost of the mortgages being offered. If you're a vet or you're VA eligible, please note that the VA does not send out solicitations for its loan programs, and it doesn't endorse any particular lender either. So if you have questions about VA home loans, and we know HUD is involved, and REACH can tell you a lot more about dealing with home loans for veterans, call or write the benefits.va.gov/homeloans. Call 1-877-827-3702. That's the VA.
Or, say that number again, Justin.
Okay. 1-877-827-3702.
Yeah.
Or the easiest way to do this is to call REACH.
That's the best. That's the easiest
way right
there.
They know. They're well informed, and they're ready to help you. And I have one more.
Go ahead.
This is Scam Month. Grandparents are being scammed.
We should do something to scam scammers.
The scammers, yes.
What could we do to scam?
We'll try that. Right. Here's an alarming new twist in the well-known imposter or grandparent scam, where you get an email saying, "Grandma, help, I'm a prisoner in Great Britain. I'm thrown in the dungeon." This goes beyond the conventional format in which the victim receives a call or an email from a relative in trouble asking for money to be wired. Now, the phony relative says he's sending a friend to the victim's home to collect the cash. In a few minutes, knock on the door. The scammer probably will turn up on the doorstep, posing as the friend and demanding the money, or even insists he takes Grandma, Grandpa to the bank to get the money out.
Wow.
The trick not only gets the money into the hands of the crooks much faster, but also avoids the need to wire the cash, a ruse the money transfer firms are increasingly alerting victims about when they try to make a payment. They're out there, folks. They're trying to grab your money. Don't click on a link you don't know. Don't respond to email from the government, because the government does not send emails. They will send you a letter from the USPS or from the particular agency. But they are out there. Their hands are reaching into your pocket in every conceivable way. It is remarkable. New ones come in every week.
I think they do nothing but sit around and try to come up with ways to get your money.
I do actually.
If I were a scammer, that's what I'd do. You have another minute. Go ahead.
Security software firm Malwarebytes is itself being targeted by scammers who set up a Twitter account partly using its name. The scammers tweet messages to followers warning about viruses and providing a supposed support number. It's a very variation on the well-known tech support scam. Mm. Once a victim calls the number, they're asked to grant a phony specialist access to their PC. The crooks get in there, and your information is gone. The genuine firm's Twitter name is @MalwareBytes. That's MalwareE.
Yep. Say that again.
Okay. @MalwareBytes. MalwareBytes. Don't respond to anything.
He messed
else.
Up on that because I bit him.
Yeah, thank you, Alan.
It was a nice bite.
And don't publish technical support numbers on Twitter. MalwareBytes does not publish tech support phone numbers on Twitter. And that is our hammer of the scammer this week.
Okay. Well, we appreciate that.
We got a bunch of them.
Always good to know about the scammers. They're out there. You know what, folks? We would like to thank you for joining us every Saturday. Your company is appreciated. And we would like to salute Lloyd, our loyal listener. He came into the studio a few months back to tell us his story about his experience with REACH. Listen to this. Lloyd, welcome to the REACH Radio Show.
Thank you. I'm just so glad to be here. And it happened that I just happened to be going through the dials one day while I was sitting in my truck, and I happened to run across this radio station, and I just, just got so interested in listening about real estate. The conversation was telling me that if you're a veteran, that you need to, you know, come and find out what your veteran benefits could be, you might be able to get into a home. Me being a veteran, I was saying to myself, you know, let me see if I can get in the home. And I took the number down, and first thing Monday morning, I called the number, and they told me to come in. Then I was working with a great lady. Her name is Pat Tracy, along with her husband, Jack. They were just so wonderful and nice for me. And they was, you know, telling me about properties and, you know, just drive by, take a look at them. And then one day, out of the blue, Pat called me and just told me, said, hey, Lloyd, I have a piece of property. She gave me the address. And I'm telling you, as soon as I walked in that door, I said, this is mine. This is mine. This is it. And when they gave me the key to my first piece of property, I just couldn't believe it. I didn't have no furniture, no nothing. And I have to tell you, I slept there that night. I had to sleep there. I didn't need no furniture. I had to sleep there that night. I mean, I was just so happy. It's hard for me to explain, but what I can tell you this is, if you're a veteran especially,
right,
just go down there and talk to a reach, and you'll get so much education. And I'm telling you, I'm living proof that you definitely can get a piece of property. And I stuck with it. And thank you guys for, you know, giving me the inspiration to go out there. And like I said, if I didn't listen to the radio that day and just say, let me call this number, I wouldn't be sitting in a condo, you know.
Yeah, man. Exactly. And that's why we tell everybody to go to reachforhousing.org, or you may call at 855-487-3224.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
Coming to me? Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, that's a very, very powerful testimonial right there, man. This guy is the happiest guy in the world. He has his own place now, only because he checked in with Reach, and we got him set up with a house. All right, when we return, by golly, we'll have some incredibly wonderful news for you, okay? If you are looking
making
to...
Making home affordable, okay. MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about making home affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know face wrong.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm still Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, here with a money-making message for future homeowners. If you plan on using FHA, HUD, and other government assistance programs, you must complete selected HUD-approved training workshops in order to qualify for HUD assistance and receive big discounts from the banks and other approved lenders. Call Reach Counselors today and start the journey to home ownership. And if you're a vet, it's even better than you think. The toll-free number for Reach, 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224 gets the job done, or you may check out the website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Reach offers a comprehensive credit management workshop that teaches you how to deal with real credit issues, getting you back on a sound credit track. Reach also provides free foreclosure and modification counseling. Free
free of charge. And we say this all the time. The reason it's free is because the government said it had to be free. So it is free. So call the good folks at Reach. Call our trained counselors right now and find out if you qualify for many of the government assistance programs available to you. The toll-free number for Reach, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. And don't forget to press zero for the remember to press zero for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. And we'd also like to thank Amanda for coming in today. Amanda, you've been great. You've been with us for a long, long time. And I know what you do is good for our community. And it's just good for people in general. Thank you for your service.
Thank you. We try.
Well, it's almost like, you know, thank you for your service. I mean, we all do our part. And if there aren't people there to keep an eye on the scrupulous, I guess I get, or like, you know, you said, maybe they're discriminating and they just don't know it.
Yeah, I'd like to think that no one is intentionally, you know, committing these wrongs. I think that people aren't aware of the law, and they think that you know, maybe they're stuck in their ways. Like no one says I want to discriminate against people based on their race. They instead they just want to you know, not have people that are minorities in their neighborhood. And to them, that doesn't translate into what it actually is.
Yeah, I know, being in the marketing world a little bit, sometimes, and this is not justification by any shake of the stick, but sometimes they're looking at you know, how do we fill this section? How do we do this? Who do we get here? Who do we, you know, it's a big puzzle for them.
Right.
And I think sometimes they just don't think about what they're doing.
Yeah. And especially with like disability discrimination too. It won't be, well, we don't want people with wheelchairs in the community. They'll think, well, we're not really accessible, so we don't want any liability. But it has the effect of then discriminating against people that deserve access.
Right. Well, that's just not right. I mean, we're all here because we're here, and we have to work on it. But, you know, Reach, I know they you're working. You cannot talk about this, I know. But you are working on a rather interesting discrimination case that that Reach.
It was actually referred to us by Reach, and it's one. You know, a lot of times when people call us with communities, we go, "Uh-huh, yeah, we've heard of that before." We have a lot of repeat offenders, and Reach was nice enough to share a community with us, bring us a client that had a really egregious claim. And we've been assisting her since, so we're hoping to wrap that up into a settlement soon. And we always try to incorporate a fair housing training into our settlements, so that when people learn the law going forward, they won't commit the same violations. And once they know it, that they'll be better off, too.
Oh, absolutely. And again, if you want to get a hold of Amanda, 561-822-9720. And she's pretty good looking, too. I would say call her right up.
Amanda, I'll bet you're going to get calls very soon about the doggy DNA
test. Screening.
The doggy DNA test that people have to pay for themselves. That sounds like it could be problematic.
You know, that you can't attach any kind of a fee to a service animal or an emotional support animal, so I could see a claim arising. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, though, you are still responsible. If you have a seeing eye dog, you still have to clean up after it. If it damages the community, you have to pay for that.
Sure.
So I could see that, you know, being necessary in that regard, but they got to be careful imposing fees on something that people need for a disability.
What about in some places they don't even allow you to have a dog?
Right. And then that doesn't even apply. Those rules can't even apply to service animals or seeing eye dogs. Maybe someone wants to live there because it's right by their doctor's office, or they have a grandchild that can be their caregiver in that community. So you can't say, well, you can't live here because it's no pet community and you have a seeing eye dog. You have to make an exception because it's no more of a pet, I say, than a wheelchair or someone's eyeglasses.
Exactly.
Or their cane.
Right,
you know?
Right. Yeah, I'm aware of that. They, if you have a service dog is what they call them now, you're safe.
Yeah.
But, you know, I have a buddy of mine that's got a 210-pound Doberman, and he said, that's my service dog. I said, how does he service you? He says, well, when I tell him to go to the refrigerator and get a beer, he does. I said, I don't think that's going to qualify.
No, probably not. Not unless he's got a disability.
Yeah. Well, I know you do a great job over there. I know, Steve, we got a couple of courses coming up, first-time home buyers in January.
Yes.
So
those are going to be the ones in, well, first of all, there's one in Kendall, South Miami,
right,
on the 10th.
Right.
And then on January 24th, there'll be one in Palm Beach Gardens. And you can sign up just by calling Reach. Or, as Al mentioned earlier, there's also an online course. The difference is the online course, it still takes 8 hours to do it, but it costs you $125, where the face-to-face course is only $49. So if you can wait until January, save yourself some money, and in my opinion, get a better experience.
Sure. Plus, you get food and beverages with the our experience as opposed to the online. Why would I want to go all the way down to Miami to take this course?
Well, because this radio thing has a real tall tower, and sometimes people in Miami can hear us.
I know. All the way down to Miramar sometimes they can hear us down here. But if you can't wait and you want to get started, by all means, give the good folks at Reach a telephone call. And you know the number, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224, and tell them that you want to become a homeowner. And you heard our loyal listener, Lloyd. We'll get you in a home.
That's, you know, it's amazing how many veterans don't know that they can qualify for a home with no money down, not a penny. We were talking to Lloyd after he got his house, and
I love Lloyd.
There was something wrong with one of the appliances. I thought it was a dishwasher. I think it was the dishwasher.
Or air conditioner.
Was it the air conditioner?
They gave him a brand new one.
Oh, no. The dishwasher. They offered him a new one, and he goes, I saved all this money from the down payment. Don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. And he bought it himself.
What a great guy.
I know, yeah, Lloyd. He's a wonderful man. And you know, like he said, driving around in the car, listening to the show, and heck, I just didn't know if you guys were real, you know? So there it is. Okay, folks, South Florida lost one of its own this year. Paul St. Pierre was one of the hottest bass players in the music industry. During the 60s, he attended Northeast High School right here in Oakland Park, Florida, where he gained notoriety in the newspapers, radio, and television for his stand against his school's grooming policies. In other words, he wouldn't cut his hair. It was the 60s, and the Beatles had invaded. His music career expanded during the 70s and 80s, and Paul remained playing until his demise August 27th of this year. Paul left behind his wife, Marcia, his son, Scott, and three of his closest friends from his longest-running rock group. We close the show today with a tune recorded by the Backbeats in 1982. Paul St. Pierre on bass, Lee Norman on lead guitar, Larry Davis playing rhythm, George Christensen on keyboard, and your host and Housing Heffy on vocal and drums. The Who released it in 1965. I Can't Explain is the title, and I say, farewell, my good friend. Farewell. We will miss you, because he was really one of the greatest bass players ever. When he did a lick, as we called it back then, he did it well, and he knew exactly how to make things happen. Here it is. I Can't Explain.